Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, already into the third and final hour of this Friday, the 14th of December 2007 transmission against tyranny. Daniel Estulin is a resident of Spain, originally from Canada. He's been covering Club Bilderberg for, I guess, about 16 years now, and been to more than 10 of their conferences. And, of course, I joined him in Ottawa last year. He is a big part of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. His new book, The Bilderberg Group, is a bestseller all over the world, and it finally got published in the U.S., and its first printing was snapped up instantaneously. I'm told the second printing is on the verge of selling out. We've got 400 of these books, ladies and gentlemen, that aren't available anywhere else right now. I'm told the publisher just now got some, so that may be changing. I hope you'll get them at Infowars.com. But before we get into Bilderberg and the whole globalist agenda, I wanted to talk to Daniel about EU's expansion treaty, not letting the member states vote on it other than Ireland. And I just heard the frightening numbers that the majority there are for it. It's different in France and everywhere else. They're all against it. England's 80-plus percent against. And how they're doing this by stealth, the same thing with the NAU integration, and how they're being very deceptive along those lines. Daniel, it's great to have you on, my friend.
Alex, it's so wonderful to be back on your show. Good afternoon to all your listeners in the United States and across the world.
I want to say congratulations on your book, Selling Out.
Well, Alex, isn't it amazing? The book has been published now in 49 countries and translated into 29 languages. And in the United States, a man who publishes my book is a mini, tiny publisher by the name of Trine Day. And instead of being snapped up by one of the biggest behemoths, such as Simon Schuster and company, who won't, of course, come anywhere near this book, we have to go to Trine Day and Chris Milligan to publish this book. But again, it's the people that are leading this fight. And as you just said, it's been snapped up. The first edition, we broke stock. The second one is on the verge of selling out before it actually hits the stores. You're one of the few people out there who still has copies. Anyway, this is what the fight is all about, people.
Absolutely. But the truth is exploding. Ron Paul revolution, all of it has definitely got them worried. What do you think the establishment's going to do? Are they going to try to pull a rabbit out of a hat to try to neutralize the revolution?
Well, it depends. In my case, I think it's too late. They miscalculated. The idea was, you know, to have me, to stop me before I got to the States. They weren't able to do that. Now that the book is all over the world, it makes no sense for them to make any noise, so they'll just try to ignore it, which is what is exactly what they're doing right now. I think with Ron Paul, there's a bigger danger that, I'm getting information from my sources that there are people involved on higher levels of the American establishment who are seriously considering, and again, this has not been confirmed, but an assassination is definitely on the agenda. And I pray to God this is not the case. And needless to say, we need Ron Paul of this world to go out there and help us win this fight. But again, the people for over a decade have provided some invaluable information to me on some of the more important subjects, which, of course, have come true, now are telling me that there is some talk about them doing what I just said they might be doing if Ron Paul revolution really picks up steam.
Daniel, that's really scary. You don't make things up. You're a stickler on your sources and your documentation. You're saying that are these impeccable sources, and they're telling you that that's being floated about?
Well, it is. There's been a trial balloon within the inner core of the inner core. It hasn't gotten beyond that, but at least, obviously, it's on the table because I think, needless to say, they're very much concerned. And now we know what the American political history is like over the last 40 years and how easy it is to make things look and appear what they're not. And needless to say, again, Alex, I pray to God that this is not the case, that Ron Paul can actually get out there and actually get his message out to the people, something he's doing so well with your help among so many other people.
Let's flesh this out more on the other side. Talk about the European Expansion Treaty, get into the North American Union, and the Bilderberg Agenda for 2008. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My producer sent Daniel up from Spain 2 days ago. I have not talked to Daniel in his very busy schedule, my busy schedule. You're learning about this as I learn about it. I just mentioned, hey, what do you think of Ron Paul? And Daniel does not make things up. Daniel does not exaggerate. Daniel is very conservative, more conservative than I am in his approach. He has intelligence sources. He has government sources. He's continued to break news weeks, months, and years before it comes out from sources in Bilderberg, just as Jim Tucker has done. He is the second longest researcher for now 16 years on this, Tucker 30. He is the preeminent now, because obviously Tucker's older and isn't able to work as hard on this. He is the preeminent researcher on Bilderberg and the whole interlocking NATO, British roundtable groups, the black nobility, and that ties into the whole global system, the UN, the Vatican, the British government, all of it. And for him to come on air and say this, now during the break I asked him to flesh it out, how much he could talk about. Daniel, go as far as you can, give us as much as you can about this situation with the congressman.
Right. Before we get into this, Alex, I just want to remind the audience who might not know or might not be aware of the things that I've been reviewing and predicting over the years. In September, shortly after the Bilderberg conference, I said that the war in Iran was off the table. Actually, I said it in July.
No, stop. It's now in Endgame 1.5 for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I've got you on video in an interview with you and Tucker together where you're saying...
That was a year ago.
Well, that was a year and a half ago. That was
You're right. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry, you're right. It's a year and a half ago I said the war in Iran was on the table. I thought it was recently. Time flies, really does. Anyway, a year and a half ago, I said the Iran war was on the table, and absolutely everybody, until a couple of weeks ago, was saying, we're going to have an Iran war, we're going to have a third world war. And I said, and you're right, it's an end game. There's going to be no war. And now the intelligence community comes out and says, no, there's nothing there, nothing cooking. And Bush had to admit, no, actually, there won't be war. It's not that Bush doesn't want war. It's that the people in Bilderberg told the little Bush man, no war in Iran. Do you understand? No war. And he understood. Now, as far as Ron Paul is concerned, and again, Alex, I have to be very careful how I say this because these people's lives are in grave danger should their identity be revealed. These are my intelligence sources in the American intelligence community. What they're telling me is that the people at the highest level of government, not related in any way, at least visually, to George W. Bush, are saying, for at least for now, the first initial conversation of what might happen if we were to do this, and this is information they're relaying to me right now.
So they're now war gaming the possibilities. They're now judging and analyzing whether that would be good or bad.
Exactly. Well, the CIA usually, you know, does this kind of international analysis.
Yeah, they have hundreds of internal experts who war game it and brainstorm and look at different angles.
Exactly. And the question always is, what would happen if? And this, again, this possibility of what would happen if, and again, these people, my sources, are getting it from their sources in the government who are absolutely terrified of the possible consequences should something like this actually go down and take place.
Because they're believing it will explode into a revolution?
I think one of the things that they're seeing, my sources, is that no one really knows. There's just so many unknown factors in this. You know, people have been beaten down to the point, I don't think they realize any longer what goes on around them. But again, this is such a thing, and Ron Paul phenomena has galvanized an entire nation, just as my book and your video, Endgame, have done the same. A couple of weeks ago, I talked to Richard Syron in Toronto. He presented the Toronto premiere of Endgame, and he said, you know, when I appeared on the screen, over 500 people stood up and started cheering and clapping. And this is a reaction you and I are getting worldwide. You won't believe how many people in Madrid, Spain, absolutely love and adore your work and follow everything you do. Wear Alex Jones t-shirts and follow every show you do and everything you say. And I'm not exaggerating in one bit.
Well, that's amazing. Getting back to Ron Paul, I know you've got to be very delicate on intelligence matters, and you can't even tell me over the phone because they're obviously listening during the last break. And we obviously have a lot of allies in the system as well. Let's be clear about that, and I want you to elaborate. But specifically, was it they're just floating in the councils and with the different analysts? What would happen if he was killed? Or was that the response to discussions of we may kill him? What do you think will happen? I mean, flesh that out.
They're discussing what would happen if they were to remove him. The word is not to kill. The word that they're using is remove. That's the actual word. Now, again, it is being done within the think tanks and not within any think tank. But, again, I have to be very careful, and unless I have the clear from my intelligence sources, I can't even name the think tank. When I can, I will let you know, and then maybe I can be back on your show, and we can talk more about this, because needless to say, Ron Paul people need to know about this.
Okay, but let me just be clear here. Is there discussions within the system? I mean, this is what I'm trying to say here. Are there forces inside the government from the intel you got that want him dead or who are asking what will happen if we kill him? Will that backfire? Or is there just people in intelligence?
What would happen if we kill him? Would it backfire? That's it.
And so there's so people inside the system are entertaining his assassination?
Again, I don't know how many people. I don't think there are that many. I think it's a very small circle of intimates. And I can't explain you more than that because I don't know it myself because, again, we were not communicating over a secure line. So I only know what I told you. But, again, as soon as I know more, you'll be the first to know.
Well, let me be clear here. His numbers have doubled and now are on the verge of tripling in polls. He's winning global and national caucuses. He has now gone viral supernova like I've never seen before. It literally hit the zeitgeist. He's about to raise between 6 and 10 million on the money bomb this Sunday. And I've seen a new strategy now where they're saying he doesn't exist, he's failing, he's nothing, or outright trying to ignore him now. And now they're trying to push Huckabee as a replacement. So I do see them now treating him as a real threat.
I think he has always been a real threat. It was just a question for him to become that threat or to disappear, drop off the radar screen. And he has taken advantage, has played it very, very smartly, and he's exactly where he is. And again, what you were saying just now, we can easily apply to my book as well. They've tried to ignore it. They couldn't. It has sold over 15 editions in Spain, over 250,000 copies of my Bilderberg book. Now it's in the States. The first edition sold out on Snap. The second one is almost sold out before it hit the stores. The third one is going to be coming out shortly. And again, these people are realizing that it's the people that are leading this fight. And there are a lot of people out there who have not been dumbed down by the establishment and the mass media entertainment who are willing and able to stand up and actually be counted. Because I think what you and I have done, Alex, is we made it very, very clear in our message that the government is broken. It doesn't represent the people. The judicial system is broken. It doesn't represent the people. The media, who's supposed to be there covering the truth, is there hiding the truth from the rest of the society. So people are saying, what do we do? Because unless we do something, we will perish.
Daniel Estulin, the New World Order can deal with leaders, they can deal with big money, they can deal with large movements that have heads. But just from the position of putting on their hat and analyzing it the other way, in a counter-revolutionary position, this attack pattern that the people are leading is headless. It's virally exploding at an exponential rate. Even if the globalist stage more terror attacks, I've analyzed it. Every angle I look at shows that backfiring on them. But if they don't move, it's going to blow up in their face. If they don't kill Ron Paul, me, you, and make no mistake, folks, I can literally feel the wings of death flapping around my head every day. They're looking at me right now. They're looking at Daniel. They're looking at the congressman. He said on air he knows it's a danger. He's a very serious man. I mean, every angle I look at this, it shows like two freight trains going 100 miles an hour on the same tracks that are going to collide. What do you say to that?
Well, you're absolutely right, but we have an advantage. An advantage is that there is no recognizable leader to this movement. It's people empowerment movement, which is basically what's happening around the world, not only in the United States, but everywhere. And you're seeing this, so they can't just kill off 6 billion people, although they definitely would like to do that, because again, as I said it a year ago and I say it now, the war is not against Osama bin Laden or this traveling circus known as the mullahs of Iran. We are their enemy, and they will not stop until they obliterate us, destroy us, wipe us out, and subjugate us. The advantage, Alex, that we have is that we don't have a recognizable president leading this fight, this movement for freedom. There are a lot of people, a lot of smallish groups around the country, around the world, who are taking matters into their own hands and doing what they can to make sure that they're not part of the system, which obviously has long time ago stopped working for them.
And this is a revolution that isn't going to go away. It's only going to get stronger. Getting back to Ron Paul, Daniel Estulin, we're going to come back and get into the Bilderberg agenda, EU expansion. Fleshing this out more, and I'm just trying to analyze and guess what the intelligence people are saying. A lot of them I know like the congressman. A lot of them are good patriots globally. They don't like what's happening. Are they realizing from their own studied view that if they do kill Paul or if a bolt of lightning strikes him, that's going to just enrage the revolution 100 times?
Well, I don't know. I think that's just wishful thinking. God, I hope so. But I just, you know, if that's the case, you know, then take me. But unfortunately, I just don't see it this way because, again, what has unfortunately happened, especially with the television, is that the mass media has persuaded people that what they can see with their eyes is what they're to see.
Stay there. Break it down when we get back. Daniel Estulin, author of The Bilderberg Group. Get it at InfoWars.com now.
Ted Innes from Midas, December 27, 2007, gold, 829.80-ounce gold coins can purchase for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter. That's $854.56, $421.10, and $210.55. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Short segment, long segment coming up with Daniel Estulin. Daniel, we're going to get off the Ron Paul thing here in a minute, but obviously now we've got to do an article at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com, because I brought this up 6 months ago to the congressman, and he said, yeah, if I get big enough, if this movement gets big enough, that was already exponentially growing then. He saw where the trajectory was going. He said they've killed a lot of people. He said they've shot a lot of people. That's a real danger. And coming from you, who's not a man of rumors, this is a big concern. So if they're not scared of him getting killed and causing an explosion in the freedom movement, why then are these intelligence agents upset? Because they like Ron Paul, or because they see it as evil, or they didn't tell you?
I think, Alex, more than anything else, the intelligence people are patriots. I know a lot of them. You probably know quite a few as well. And as you know, the people who join the intelligence community, more than anything else, they love their country and they want to serve their country. And what they're seeing, you know, with the Bilderbergers and such, is this creation of a global network of giant cartels, more powerful than any nation on the planet, destined to control the necessities of life of the rest of humanity, who do not work for the country and do not represent our and their interests, which is why they're so absolutely paranoid of what might happen if this man gets eliminated. Because, again, we have to do something now. We're at the end of the end. This isn't the beginning of the end. Unless we can do something over a very short term, the window of opportunity to get this world back is closing rapidly.
Let's explain that. They are monopoly men. I've got Aaron Dykes coming in for like 5 minutes later because he's just written a big article about, we know Rick Perry went to Bilderberg. Now the mainstream news is talking about him being Giuliani's running mate. They're both involved. Giuliani's over the North American Union highway system. His law firm literally has a contract with Centra, with the roads being handed over. These are we see the corporate interlocking structures literally stepping into the positions of government administration. I mean, they're openly taking over. Can you speak to that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're looking at the oligarchy, which is basically essentially a private criminal enterprise, which stretches across the globe, operating through a network of government agencies, private institutions, and both publicly owned and private corporations and financial institutions. Now, this extended network, and you and I have talked about this before, stretches all the way back to the Middle Ages. Again, this is what it used to be called the family's fundi or funds. You know, oligarchical families and their monies pooled together for maximum effect and deployed through a network of financial institutions which hide their origins from the unsuspecting public. And again, unless people see it, they don't believe it, which is what the mass media entertainment has done to us. And they will laugh in our face, the people, because they can't see that beyond the reality of a television set, there is another reality, far more terrifying and far more real. And that is what you and I have been doing, trying to get this reality out.
How do you see this collision playing out? Because the globalists now recognize that they're facing more and more opposition, but they seem to be accelerating their program.
Well, I think, again, Alex, to go back to the tried and true cliche, I think it's the people who are leading this fight. And the European Constitution, which was actually, it's not a constitution, it's a watered-down version of a constitution, was signed yesterday, I believe, in Lisbon. It only goes to show you that they couldn't, you know, ram it through, you know, the Europeans, because the French and the Dutch said absolutely no. So what they've done is they've created another version, which basically bypasses people's votes and goes right to the technocrats and their opinion-making.
Well, that's dictatorial system. That's dictatorship right there.
Well, you know, if you read European press, what they're basically telling you is they're selling it as that we are very, very lucky, we the people in Europe, that we don't have to worry about these trivial, trite little, you know, piddly things such as the Constitution, and we could just go on and do our things and let the bureaucrats and the politicians take care of all these other things which we supposedly don't want anything to do with. Of course, that is not exactly the case, because, again, the European Constitution, or whatever this document that they're calling it is, it has destroyed the concept of nation-states. It has destroyed the concept of national constitutions, because now, as of this very moment, the European Constitution takes precedence over every other constitution in Europe in times of political crisis. And you and I know how easy it is to orchestrate a crisis of choosing.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, how obvious is this, how they created Europe by stealth? Now they're fully getting rid of the last vestiges of national sovereignty and any liberty or transparency. It's the same thing they're doing with the American Union. I want you to talk about, as you did on Coast to Coast AM a month ago with me and George, about how They've already got Blackwater up there running security in Canada. The merger is already happening with our guest, Daniel Estulin, his new book, published in the U.S.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We're going to go right back to Daniel Estulin, best-selling author in over 25 nations. Now his book is in its second printing, already sold out. We have some of the only copies available at Infowars.com. It's this true story of the Bilderberg Group. It's hundreds of photos, documents, super read, and again, available, discounted out of the gates. $26 in bookstores, $19.95 at Infowars.com. You can also get in-game discounted with it. We're going to go back to Daniel Estulin in just a moment and try to really pick his brain. But right now, for about the next 3 minutes, Trevor Lyman, the man that came up with the idea of the money bomb, or he took the idea and ran with it, $4.3 million raised for Congressman Ron Paul November 5th. Remember, the 5th of November. Well, now they got the hundreds of thousand to get the blimp up. They're over Burlington, North Carolina, in the air right now. He's here to give you the itinerary, and we've got 32,000-plus pledges, looking like it'll be at least 7 million of those pledges come in for the Money Bomb Sunday. Don't forget it. This Sunday, go to RonPaul2008.com and donate. I'm going to have a lot of people I know who believe in Ron Paul. I'm going to remind them to do that. And my wife isn't maxed out yet. She's going to max out on the $2,300 donation. He just dropped in the blimp. Ah! Why don't you call him back? I gotta have a live report from the blimp, and I'm sure Daniel will want to say something to him once you get him on. But he is in the air, thousands of feet in the air in the blimp. I mean, again, Ron Paul is this focal point, Daniel Estulin, unleashing the power of the people. That I'm not surprised the establishment's scared.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. You're absolutely right. You're looking at all the other candidates out there. You're looking at the Hillary Clintons, at the John Edwards. All of these people belong to the Bilderberg Club, belong to the Trilateral Commission, members of the CFR, of Skull and Bones, of the Bohemian Grove. All of these individuals, one way or another, from our freedom point of view, are all tainted individuals, and you know, none of them are talking about what they've done at the Bilderberg conferences. None of them talk about what they've done at the Skull and Bone things. They don't talk about the CFR meetings. They don't talk about the Trilateral Commission meetings. I mean, you've talked to George W. Bush, and you've asked him about the, what was it, the Bohemian Grove, or was it the Skull and Bone?
The CFR, and he had me kidnapped, yeah.
That's right. And I remember you being arrested. And I mean, this is what they do to us. And you have a Ron Paul out there who's actually as clean as a whistle because, you know, had any of these people had any goods on him whatsoever, it would have been on the front page of the New York Times.
Well, yeah, I mean, he exercises every morning at 5 a.m. He eats like a bird, as his son said. I mean, he is into virtue. He's very virtuous.
Exactly. So, again, let's just hope and pray that he stays healthy and that people really use Ron Paul as a rallying cry to get our country, your country, the United States, to get North America back as individual nation states who can work together. But we don't need to be three nations in one. Oh, and by the way, Alex, they are working on the North American Constitution, in case you're interested.
Yeah, break all that down and explain how the integration, the governments are paid off by the corporations, interlocking members of the government are also on these international boards and corporate boards, how they're merging them right now and how deep we're already into this integration.
Well, exactly. It's a self-perpetuating system. It's a virtual spider web of interlocked financial, political, economic, and industry interests with the Venetian Entremontaine Fondi model at the center. It is dynamic in a sense that it changes with the times, absorbs and creates new parts, new members, new corporations, while excreting the remains of the decaying parts. Now, members come and go, corporations come and go, but the system itself has not changed. And basically what you have with the new North American Constitution where they're being put together, and again, I know that this is being put together now, is because one of the people who have been invited as a consultant is a man by the name of Javier Solana, who's a former member of the socialist government in Spain, one of the most corrupt governments in the history of Spain, and also a former Secretary General of NATO, and also a member of the Bilderberg Club, and also a member of the Trilateral Commission. Now, Solana is Europe's quintessential bureaucrat who has used all the necessary shenanigans and dirty tricks in the European Parliament to limit people's freedom of speech.
Daniel, hold it there. We're only going to spend one or 2 minutes with Trevor Lyman. Stay there as we cover the North American Union. Trevor Lyman over North Carolina in the Ron Paul 2008 blimp. Who is Ron Paul? Trevor, give us a report from our air attack on the New World Order.
Okay, yeah, we're up here. We're above Burlington, North Carolina. We're on our way to Charlotte, and then we're going to arrive at Chester Airfield at 6 p.m. tonight. It's probably going to be dark when we land. Then we're going to spend the whole day Saturday in that area hitting Greensboro and down to Columbia. We wanted to hit South Carolina because it's an upcoming primary state. And then Sunday, again, because of the Tea Party, we want to be over South Carolina in the air. We may be held down by winds for a while that day, but we really are hoping that we can get up in the air and just to have that.
But because of winds and distance, you're not going to be able to make it up to the Boston Tea Party.
That's right, because the snow. We found out that if you have snow or ice on this thing, it will destroy the balance. You'll have the uneven weight on the top, and that will cause it to spin, and people can get hurt. So they avoid snow, and so we're learning as we go.
But
we
you're going
really
to get up.
Be there.
You're going to get up to New York and the Northeast, though, in the next week.
Absolutely. As long as there's a window there, about 5 or 6 days of good weather, we're going to do it. We'll go up north more north, though.
Trevor, the Money Bomb Sunday. You're going to be with me 20 minutes on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. in that first hour, and we'll be able to have all the latest numbers and intel from the inside from Trevor Lyman, who's launched this whole thing. How many pledges do we have right now?
I believe it's about 32. Like you said, I have to check myself. Internet connection and cell phone is really spotty up here. But, you know, we're doing my best. It's over 30. I believe it's about 31 to 32 right now.
Is the blimp's getting a lot of media attention?
Yes, it is. We had a news helicopter fly by in Raleigh, as well as some other reporters that had called in and wanted to report on it. XM Radio wants to speak a little bit later on, you know, just all kinds of different places. So it's great. It's really starting to work already. And we will definitely go through the D.C. area, not too close, but close enough that we'll get a lot of press there as well.
All right, Trevor, we'll have a detailed report with you on Sunday, and we'll watch TeaParty2007.com throughout the weekend. Everybody get involved. Trevor, thank you.
Thank you very much.
There goes Trevor Lyman. Okay, sorry, Daniel. I've been wanting to get him on last hour, but his phone was out in the blimp. We were able to get him on then. I apologize. Continue with how they're already setting up the North American Union. You have the floor.
Okay, well, first of all, you guys have patented the idea of the blimp, right? Because Hillary Clinton of this world surely will steal it from you.
Probably, yeah, they'll probably try.
Anyway, as I was saying, you know, you have a European constitution or some semblance of it right now, and now they're working on the North American constitution as well. Again, they haven't actually physically sat down to start working on it through a working group, but what they do have, again, they have Javier Solana, who is the former member of the Spanish Socialist Party in the 1980s and early 1990s, and the former Secretary General of NATO. He is now being hired on as a consultant because, again, he is one of the key people who steered the entire process of European integration and European constitution. And, again, he is Europe's foreign minister, if you wish, to the rest of the world. Now, do we have a couple of minutes? I would very much, Alex, like to explain how the whole North American Union idea was actually put together. A lot of people think that it all started at Bilderberg 1996. Actually, it finished at Bilderberg 1996. It goes all the way back to the early days of the Reagan-Bush presidency in 1980, early 1981. Do we have a couple of minutes?
You have the floor.
Great. Thanks so much. Now, upon taking the reins of the country, Bush and Reagan called in the presidents of the key transnational companies and asked them for the real picture. Now, the money people told them that if the United States were a corporation, it would have to be shut down immediately because, according to them, it was bankrupt. Now, then the critical question is put to these people, what is the solution? There's only one solution, according to them. They say, we must merge Canada politically with the United States if we are to rebalance the book. Now, according to their report, Canada is a virgin country, which it is, with multitude of natural resources, water supplies, mines, oil, gas, etc. And so the idea, again, they said it's going to take us about 14 or 15 years to put this whole project together. In the interval, the economies, the social programs, the laws of the two countries will be quietly harmonized as much as possible. Now, 14 or 15 years from 1980-81, it takes us to 1995, which is an important date, because in 1995 they had the Quebec referendum. Now, the reason that's important is the politicians and the bankers said, now, we can't merge Canada and the United States politically because Canada has this province that speaks French. You can't integrate the two as long as Quebec is there. Get them to separate, said Paul Volcker. That was in 1981. How, they asked. Then the president of Hanna Mining, who was sitting at the table, he said, I have a division in Canada called the Iron Ore Company of Canada, and I have a man there by the name of Brian Mulroney, that's Canada's future prime minister. He just shut down the town of Shefferville, Quebec, and basically destroyed an entire town. Shutting down Canada, he said, wouldn't be much of a problem. Wonderful, they all agree. Let's bring him in. But, Volcker jumps in, can this Mulroney guy be trusted? Well, absolutely, replies the Hanna Mining president. You see, he said, Mulroney once looted the company pension fund in order to start the construction of his grand pet project, the Lord's Inn, which was to be built in Labrador. By the way, the hotel was the exact replica of Montreal's Ritz Hotel. So then the bankers basically have him in their pocket. Now on the election day, of course, Mulroney wins, and he becomes in September 1984 the new and proud Prime Minister of Canada. Again, that wasn't very difficult to do, electing him as a Prime Minister. A few years later, Mulroney became the most hated man in Canada, and when he lost, the Tories, which was his party, they were obliterated, and another guy from another party called Jean Chrétien, that's from the Liberal, like the Democrats.
Let me interject something here. 9/11 Truth folks confronted him at three separate events very politely. They would go to each book signing and give him end games, give him loose change final cuts. And at the last one, the guy walks up, gives it to him, and says, yeah, listen, you called for a new world order, which you did on record, and he's not in his space. He's about 3 feet away. Chrétien leans across the table, grabs his arm, and shoves him back and tells him in French, get him out of here. I mean, why did he go from acting fake and nice to, hey, you called for a new world order, and Chrétien just goes, yeah.
Well, you just brought something up there. Again, Alex, I've been investigating the Canadian breakup since 1996, since I found out at the Bilderberg Conference in Canada that year what these people basically had in mind. Now, basically with the structure of Mulroney and the election of Chrétien, who of course was also a member of the Bilderberg elite, the Bilderbergers basically had their wet dream. You had one truly national party, the Liberals, with the most hated politician in Quebec, Jean Chrétien. Then you have the French-Canadian Lucien Bouchard, Bilderberg member, of course, and a Rockefeller man in Quebec, leading the official opposition with the biggest bloc of separatists ever. And then you have this Reform Party, who is basically your extreme right wing, and the Quebec are saying, we're leaving, and the rest of Canadians are basically saying, go to hell. Now, we would have lost, we the Canadians, we would have lost Quebec, Alex, and would have had North American Union long time ago had it not been for what I said before, the people leading this fight. You know what happened? 1 week before the Quebec referendum in 1995, when the Rockefellers were saying, we have this all done, 38,000 people from across Canada, out of a total population of 32 million, that's 0.001%, descended on Quebec 1 week before and spent an entire week pleading with Quebecers not to
leave. And so they shot that down. Now through transportation, law enforcement, security, they're merging and all. We don't have a lot of time. I want to accelerate into how they're merging them together now, and then Aaron's got some questions for you, Aaron Dykes.
Okay. Well, basically, again, we've talked about this before. Now, how are they doing this? Again, Alex, think of money. If you could ask Genie for three wishes, what would you ask for? Again, keeping in mind you want absolute control. You would want, first of all, control the sun. Second, control the air. And third, you'd want to control the water. Now, you know you can't control the sun and the air, but you can control the water because it's a natural resource. And again, in the North American Free Trade Agreement, which, by the way, no one has ever seen because it is hidden, in a canister 60 miles outside of Ottawa, not to be seen for the next 30 years, there's a lot of talk that free-flowing water is free. Of course, bottled water is not free, and in GATT, which is General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs, there's a lot of talk about water becoming private property. So again, if you want to see how they're doing this, it's amazing the shenanigans, but you do have to admit, these are brilliant people, the Rockefellers of this world. We're not dealing with stupid people. We're dealing with some of the most diabolical, brilliant minds on the planet. How unfortunate that they're not working for the betterment of the humankind and against us.
Absolutely. Aaron Dykes has got some questions for you. He's written some articles about Giuliani, these North American union groups, how he's over the law firm with Centra, literally having the infrastructure handed to him. Aaron, quickly.
Hi, Daniel. On top of all the transnational TTC stuff. There's also this TXU deal, giant utility company, and it just became one of the biggest buyouts of all time, principally involving KKR and Henry Kravis. He's made personal appearances, and we know Rick Perry was at Bilderberg, and I was just wondering if there's any specific discussion. Were they troubleshooting their business deals, or were they finding out if he can give a vice presidential speech properly? Or
which they're now also vetting Perry to run with him. I mean, bottom line, is there any intel on what was discussed between Rick Perry, King Juan Carlos, and other players in regards to Texas interest and or vice president, et cetera, during the Istanbul Turkey meeting?
No, I don't have a lot on that, but I can tell you as far as the American elections, you know, the Giuliani thing, I don't see him anywhere near as a Republican nominee. I see Michael Bloomberg being selected by the men behind the curtain. As far as your question is concerned, I'm going to look into it more. I don't have enough to actually make a lot of sense. I prefer to keep it for the next interview, Alex.
My whole point is that they are really integrating Perry into their higher echelons, and it looks like, from every indicator, Texas is one of the main battlegrounds in the North American Union.
Oh, absolutely. Texas is one of the main battlegrounds. It has always been one of the main battlegrounds. And again, one of the reasons is it has oil. Again, one of the natural resources that all of these men behind the curtain need for the survival of the planet. So again, Texas will definitely be on the agenda, which means that I'm going to have to come to Texas in February, and you and I are going to have to put on a show and make people know what these big Bilderbergers are up against.
Absolutely. Final segment with Daniel Estulin right here on the GCN Radio Network. We are now only about 36 hours away from the start of the Ron Paul Money Bomb. Coming up this Sunday, let's raise 10 mil. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
almost out of time. I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., with all the news coverage, the Money Bomb coverage. We're going to get Daniel probably back on next week or something. There's just too much to talk about with him. 45 minutes of airtime in an hour is just not enough time. His book, The Bilderberg Group, is available, discounted, one of the only places you can get it. It's sold out everywhere. We just got some from the second printing, and it's already gone. We have these in stock, The Bilderberg Group, $19.95. Get it with Endgame, and Endgame is discounted. Give it to friends, family, neighbors. Every order that comes through until Monday morning will be shipped out Monday. So get your orders in now. People are coming in tomorrow, Sunday to work. They have all these orders shipped out Monday, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Before we go back to Daniel in the last 3 or 4 minutes we have left with him, Coco Mojo is the healthy immune system boosting hot chocolate from Inner Health Botanicals, the makers of Inner Food, and it's got a bunch of key nutrients there in their natural form in the cocoa. Very inexpensive as well, high quality product. Go to enerfood.com or link through at prisonplanet.com on the Inner Food banner and get 10% off because you're a listener of this transmission. Also, buy in bulk, get an additional 20% off. Get their Inner Food. Get all their other healthy coffee products. They've got so much there. Just go check them out, innerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. Daniel, you were raving about Endgame during one of the breaks. We never really talked about that. In a minute or two, give me your analysis of what you think about Endgame, because you've now seen it. And also, just any closing comments about the fight against the New World Order and the Bilderbergs' current state and their agenda.
Well, first of all, Alex, I'm honored to have been part of the Endgame. I'm so grateful that you actually wanted to interview and have me in the show. I talked to several people. One of them is Richard Sire from Toronto, from Fantasy FRB in Toronto. He said when he presented Endgame a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, the turnout was absolutely tremendous. You had people waiting in lineups for hours on end to try to get in and actually see the Endgame. Again, what you have done is galvanize a movement, which you actually have done in the documentary, because, again, folks, it's not enough just to listen to Alex. I mean, that's an experience in itself. Get the Endgame and find out how he dissects the New World Order, Bilderberger-led agenda, and how he puts together in that whole concept of what these people are planning to do to us in the near future, because, again, there is no long future unless we stand up and we be counted. And if you actually want to understand how that whole thing was put together, get the Bilderberg book, get Endgame, get these two presents for your friends and family for Christmas, because, again, we need everybody to come out and support not only us, but also people like Ron Paul. Don't vote for second best. Vote for the best. Ron Paul for president.
Absolutely. In the minute and a half we've got left, Daniel, fire out your excellent website.
It's www.danielestulin.com. Daniel Estulin, Estulin.com. There's a lot of stuff in Spanish and in English, documents, secret Bilderberger agendas, lots of photographs, lots of things for people to see. We get about 10,000 hits a day, which is pretty good because it's a one-man operation. But a lot of it is one-man operation. There are very few people like you, Alex, who actually has a team of professionals working out there.
Well, Daniel,
we need you.
Look how far we've all come. Nobody knew about the Bilderberg Group 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Now it's being discussed. Does that anger the Bilderberg Group?
Well, I think it is. But again, we have to deal with the great unwashed, the masses who just prefer not to know and who prefer just to walk away, to turn their back on the truth and say, well, you just have a nice day. Things will get better on their own. Things won't get better because we won't have a country to fight for unless we stand up.
Daniel.
And as a final comment, Alex, 10 seconds. We can win this war when the power of love overcomes the love of power, and that is a guarantee.
Daniel, God bless you. I'm going to have my producer call you right now. I want to set you up for an hour next week to take calls and have a great Christmas. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Our